Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, allow us to thank you again for all your work. We hope that there will be a success and it will be successful at the end of these 2 days meeting. We would also like to commend you for having drafted very clear goals and also for outlining the procedure on how to reach them. It's pragmatic and it's broad enough to enable the parties to be ambitious. As France and others referred, it enables and it sets a strong operational structure, which is key to fulfill our mandate. We also like to commend you for setting clearly and affirming the interconnection between different tracks or streams. And in particular, we would like to state that we support your approach, and particularly in the text in red, in paragraph 24, that should be kept irrespectively of other changes in text or structure of the said paragraph 24, as it provides guidance on how the goals will be operationalized. Specifically in what concerns the legal stream, and having listened carefully to other interventions, we believe that the reference to a compilation has to be approached in the broader sense, although we are not against using this word. So this exercise, in our view, should encompass, first of all, the identification of pertinent legal obligations applicable to laws, but also how they are applicable, and possibly even also a recommendation of associated good practices. So such document would have many advantages, including it would provide a clear picture on the existing law, which we believe is not as clear as it should be. We'll shed light on issues being discussed in our meetings and for which existing international law already provides some guidance. I'm thinking about the human element, control, responsibility, legal thresholds, etc. And also would also shed light on the gaps that exist in the current regulation of laws. It was mentioned before, we believe that the Montreux document is a good example. Finally, we would also like to submit that this work should be conducted within the GE and not outside of it, although we should include all relevant actors, of course, including the ICRC, academia, civil society organizations. We should, in our view, import the knowledge, but should not outsource the exercise. The ownership of the product should be with the GGE to potentiate the outcome. We understand and share the concerns with the consuming, that this exercise could consume the meeting's time. However, we believe that your suggestion to have facilitators for different streams would address this problem. The facilitator could be in charge of coordinating the preparatory work between meetings in a collaborative fashion. This procedure has, as you know, been effective in similar exercises in different fora. Thank you, Mr. Chair.